Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Pre-Market Podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 4th of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. It's a fantastic group of people. We do have a really active Facebook discussion group, exclusive for members, as well as exclusive members podcasts, and these podcasts, of course, and last but not least, of course, the wonderful newsletter with lots and lots of money-making ideas, model portfolios, etc. in there to keep you happy and hopefully a little bit wealthier. So love to have you on board. MarcusToday.com.au, free two-week trial. In the meantime, let's go, as we do every morning, to the scores on the doors. And a little bit of a quieter session in the US last night, but certainly a little bit of a better session all round. We had the Dow Jones closing down 43 points, or 0.11%, mainly on the back of Intel, which had a bit of a nasty old day. They were down around 8%, and that's one of the Dow constituents. It had a high of 136 up and a low of 153 down, so around 300-odd points in terms of that volatility there. The Nasdaq closed up 0.23%, 37 points, 16,277. The S&P 500 up a massive 6 points in the middle for diddle, up 0.11%, 52.11. And we had the Russell 2000, which had a pretty shocking night previously, was up 0.54%, 11 points to 2076. The VIX volatility index slipped back slightly, 14.33, down 1.9%. The ASX SPY futures were up 26 points. So a little bit of an anemic rally in place today. Potentially, we shall see. Hopefully, after the 105-point drubbing yesterday, resources certainly doing a lot better yesterday than the rest of the market. We saw that 1.3% fall in the market yesterday, back down to 77.83. Resources falling only 0.5%. Banks really copping it, down 1.5%. So that was where the damage was done. We did see, in terms of bond yields in the U.S., the U.S. 10-year back down to 4.349. We got the 2 years back down to 4.672. So a rally in the bond market, yields falling, equity markets rising, the basic wash of the market. You were Aussie 10 years, 4.14, which is where they were last night. So not much action there. European markets generally stronger. Stock 600 up 0.3%. Germany up 0.5%. France up 0.3%. Asian markets generally weaker yesterday, with Japan down 0.3%. Hong Kong down 1.2%. In currency and Bitcoin, Bitcoin languishing around 65,680. We are not far off the great halving of Bitcoin, which is due to happen in mid-April. The Aussie dollar better, 65.64, just when I thought it was boring to be a Aussie US dollar trader. It is up to 65.64, with the US dollar index falling back 0.5%. Driving the market yesterday were comments from Jerome Powell. Once again, we've seen Fed heads out and about. We saw Jerome Powell talking about interest rate cuts this year. But they did, as usual, and it's the song remains the same. It is a similar refrain, I have to say, coming out from all the Fed heads. They need more evidence of easing inflation. Back in the 70s, the Fed cut rates too soon and actually created a disaster on their hands. So the Fed will be very, very cognizant of the problems and the risks of cutting too soon. The traders are now seeing a 99% likelihood that rates remain unchanged at the Fed's May policy meeting, 62% chance of a June cut, which is a decline from the 70% figure we saw last week. So that is keeping a bit of a lid on things at the moment. As far as US stocks go, we had Nvidia down 0.5%, AMD up 1.2%, Netflix up 2.6%, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, up 1.9%, Tesla bouncing back after that pretty nasty day previously, up 1.1%. Cathy Wood riding to its rescue as a big fan still of Tesla. Amazon up 1%. Alphabetti Spaghetti up 0.3%. Microsoft down 0.2%. Apple up 0.5%. Looking at US banks, not a lot to get very excited about there. Goldman Sachs up 0.9%. Morgan's up 0.3%. Wells Fargo down 0.4%. CBA overseas was down 0.5%. ResMed managed a rise of 0.9%. European banks, though, pretty strong. Barclays 2.5% higher, and Deutsche 2.1% higher. So not a bad effort from European banks there. All right, switching to commodities last night, the oil price just continues to push higher. We have Brent crude banging on the door at $90 a barrel, 22 cents higher, 89.50, up 0.25%. WTI, 27 cents higher, 0.3% higher, 86.20. Gold, more records, $2,300 US. In Aussie dollar terms, 3,500 Aussie dollars an ounce. A little bit weaker than we saw yesterday afternoon, mainly because we have seen that rally in the Aussie dollar. The Aussie dollar, very much a proxy for commodities and for China. It is the fourth highest trading currency in the world, which is not bad for little mouse that roared. We did see that gold price up 0.8%. Platinum, 2.2% higher. And silver up 3.9%. Silver tends to be a bit of a derivative of gold, but certainly running a pretty strong race at the moment in Henry's Take today. Just a little bit of a focus on silver and the wonderful Keith Richards with his song, You've Got Silver. And one silver stock to consider on the back of some research from Shaw and Partners. LME Copper up 2.7%. Dr. Copper going well. Coffee up. Cocoa up. Nickel up 2%. Aluminium up 1.7%. Zinc up 2.5%. Lead up 3.1%. Tin up 1.4%. The only fly in the ointment in commodities really has been iron ore, which slipped back below $100 a ton. That was down 3.4%. Coal was okay. Uranium back up to $89 US a pound. Lithium also, we have it up 4%. I think that was a little optimistic. I saw it in China trade up around 0.2-0.3% yesterday, but certainly we'll take it. In terms of resource stocks happening overseas, BHP down 0.6, Rio down 0.8%, held up relatively well yesterday compared to the rest of the market. We had Glencore up 2.2, Freeport-McMoRan in the copper business, 2.5%. Don't forget BHP and Rio are in the copper business, Escondida there, of course, and Rio with the Mongolian copper business. Vale down 1.4, Arcadium Lithium up 5.6%, Albemarle up 2%, SQM up just over 3%, Sigma up 3.5%. So there's life in the old dogs yet in the lithium space, it appears. All right, as far as local news today goes, there's not a lot as yet. I have to say, let's just run through some of the stories. PointsBet has finalised its $340 million US sale. Suncorp has announced the sale of its New Zealand life insurance business today. We have Centre Group with an AGM this morning as well. And one of the big activist investors, John Wiley, has urged Lendlease to fix its arrogant culture. In a letter to the property company, it made 8 recommendations it said were needed not just for future success, but for its survival. So there we go. Norway in the news this morning. It's flagged concerns with Rio's Brazil mine. About environmental impact of the mine there, reviving questions about the fund's future role as an investor in the company. Of course, Norway, through the Norges Bank, which is their sovereign wealth fund, a real sovereign wealth fund, as opposed to our future fund, which is not a sovereign wealth fund at all. That is an interesting move from Norway. In the Fin Review today, there is an article on Whitehaven Coal, nearing a deal to sell a stake in the Blackwater mine, with at least 3 non-bidding indicative bids on the table for the 20% stake, which is believed to be valued at around $500 million. So keep an eye out for that deal to be announced. Champion the Wonder Horse Iron downgraded to overweight from Buy a Jardins. Target price cut there to $7.76. from $9.24. OO Media has been initiated a buy at UBS. Target price there, $2.05, which does give it a bit of an upside lift there. In other research this morning, QBE has been downgraded to neutral from outperform at Macquarie. Target price increased there to $18 from $17.10. Metcash initiated equal weight at Morgan Stanley. Target is $4.15. That's the 7% upside potentially for that one if all things pan out as they expect in terms of that valuation. And also in the AFR today, we have the mergers and acquisition league table in what was not a particularly exciting first quarter for the investment banks. UBS, Barrenjoey, Bank of America have been topping the pops there. Well, that is about it for me today. We do have that 26-point rally, hopefully, in the index after the SPY futures close. They close at 8:30, so 26 points. We'll take that after the 105-odd points yesterday. But, of course, the US jobs number, the biggie coming up, that's the next hurdle. But Fed heads out and about. The most interesting comment I can leave you with came from Mary Daly, who is the Federal Reserve President of the San Francisco branch of the Fed. She had this to say on CNBC. The dot plots is not a promise, but a projection. It is not a promise, but a projection. Interesting comment. So Fed heads certainly very out and about at the moment. Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell calming waters with his words last night. But that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you. And if you like what you've heard today on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au. And don't forget, Friday night, 5:30, be there, be square, same time, same bat channel for the Ask the Analyst session, which goes for about an hour. And I answer questions that you may have live. And it's always a lot of fun, always a lot of great stocks that crop up. And you can ask anything on anything, any stocks, any themes, any educational matters, anything about the newsletter. You ask, hopefully I will be able to answer. In the meantime, thanks very much for listening.